Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Tet, Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Rotzeach shinit arev ba'aharim kulan peturin. If a murderer was mixed up amongst people, we don't know who the murderer actually was. For example, let's say two people were standing next to each other and an arrow came out from one of them. We don't know which one of them and killed somebody. If witnesses don't have the ability to see which person here committed the murder, then both of these people are exempt. Hashem will deal with the real murderer. Even if the situation was that one of them was a big tzaddik, was a very righteous man. So you know definitely he wasn't the murderer. We say, no matter what, until we know with certainty who the murderer was, they are both exempt and they're patur from the death penalty. We don't know with certainty who the murderer is. The next part of the Mishnah is a hasure mehasera vehachiktani. There's a missing chunk of the Mishnah, which is, if a ox that was condemned to death, sentenced to death, if an ox killed somebody, it gets stoned. So you have an ox that was sentenced to death, and then somehow it got mixed in with the other oxes that were there. So that mixture of the ox that has to be killed by the Beit Din, that gets mixed into a whole barn of other oxen, we say that all of the oxen there have to be killed in order to fulfill the obligation to stone the one that actually killed. But Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree, and this part of the Mishnah is here. What we just said is not written in, but the Gemara adds it. It says that we had a Mishnah that needed a little bit of editing. Rabbi Yehuda omer, konzino tan lekipa. Says Rabbi Yehuda, we don't actually have to go and kill every single ox that was there. We take all of them, we put them into a barn together, and let them die. You don't have the obligation to go at proactively and actively stone each ox. You don't want to have to exert the Beit Din by doing that. In the next case of the Mishnah, you have people who are sentenced to one type of death penalty. We have sekila, serefa, herig, vahenek, stoning, burning, beheading, and strangulation. And they became mixed in with people who were sentenced to a different type of death penalty. Kol hayave mitot shinit arevu ze baze nidonin bakala. In all cases, if you have people who are sentenced to death and they became mixed in with each other, you don't know which one of them is supposed to receive one type of death penalty and which one is supposed to receive the other type of death penalty. So we say they're all punished with the lightest penalty that is possible, with the lightest death penalty that is out there. We can't punish somebody who was sentenced to a lighter death penalty with a higher death penalty, because then he's getting something that he doesn't really deserve. But if somebody was sentenced to a harsher death penalty and he's getting a lighter death penalty, then bottom line, it's not the fault of the Beit Din. The person's dying regardless, but he's dying in a much lighter way, and you're not doing something that's over the line. Now we'll talk about an application of the previous halakha. Haniskalin banisrafin. If people who were supposed to be stoned became mixed in with people who were supposed to be burned, Rabbi Shimon omer nidonin b'skila. Sha'serefa hamura, says Rabbi Shimon, that both people over here are punished with stoning because burning is much worse. And we don't know who's supposed to get the burning. So we say, you know what? We're going to lower them both to stoning. V'achamim omrib nidonin b'srefa. Sha'sekila hamura. But hachamim disagree. And they say that all people here are punished with burning, because according to hachamim, stoning is considered to be the harsher penalty. And we have this machloket, and we'll elaborate more on it. So Rabbi Shimon says, out of stoning and burning, burning is the harsher punishment. While Hachamim say that stoning is the harsher punishment over burning. Each one of them is going to try and prove their position. Amar lehen Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said to the Hachamim, Ilo lo hayta serefa hamura, lo nitena lebat kohen shezinta. Says Rabbi Shimon that we know that when it comes to a daughter of a Kohen who committed adultery, that she receives serefa, she is burned. As opposed to a regular non-Kohen woman who commits adultery, she gets the regular stoning, regular sekila. The bat Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, receives a harsher punishment because she totally disgraced the home of her father, who was a Kohen. She disgraced him by committing an immoral act. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, that's proof that we go harsher on her and we give her the burning over the stoning, and that proves that burning is harsher than the stoning. But Hachamim answer back to Rabbi Shimon. Amru lo, לא הייתה סקילה חמורה, לא ניתנה למגדף ולעובד עבודה זרה. זה ידי חכמים תרבי שמעון. If stoning wasn't the harshest of all the death penalties, we wouldn't apply it to somebody who curses Hashem or to somebody who worships avodah zarah. These are the most serious averot in the entirety of Torah. And the Torah tells us to stone these people. So therefore, we see that stoning is the harshest penalty somebody can get. Another situation where people who are liable to different death penalties become mixed in with each other. Haneheragin banehenakin. If people who are subject to beheading became mixed in with people who were supposed to be strangled. Rabbi Shimon Omer Basayef, says Rabbi Shimon that all of them are punished by the sword. They get beheaded because beheading is the lighter sentence and it's lighter than strangling. V'hachamim omrim b'henek. Hachamim say no, that strangling is the lighter punishment and therefore all of the people here would get strangled. They would not get beheaded. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Tet, Mishnah Dalet. Here we'll talk about a situation where the death penalty applies to somebody for two different penalties. So which penalty does he get? Mishnah says, Mishnit Hayev Beshte Mitot Bet Din. If there's somebody who did two different averot, and therefore he's obligated to be put to death by the Bet Din in two different ways, the question becomes, which way do we put him to death? We say, Nidon Bahamura. He's punished with the stronger, harsher way of dying. For example, let's say somebody had inappropriate relations with a married woman, and for that, he was supposed to get a punishment of strangulation. But before he was killed by strangulation, he did Avodah Zarah. He worshipped an idol, and that brings on the death penalty of stoning. And the penalty of stoning, of dying by stoning, is worse than dying of strangulation. So question becomes, which one does he get? On the one hand, you could think, he was already sentenced for strangulation by the Bet Din, so nothing could trump that, nothing could go higher than that. But on the other hand, you could say that once that second crime also came into play, he deserves the harsher punishment. So that would override the first sentencing that he got of the strangulation, and that's what we say. He's nidon b'hamura. He's put to death with the harsher penalty for worshipping Avodah Zarah, and he gets stoning, and he does not get the beheading, which is the punishment for the inappropriate adultery. Because stoning is harsher than beheading, he gets the stoning. So that was for two different actions. The next part of the Mishnah is going to talk about, what if he did one action that has two different averot connected to it, two different isurin that both carry the death penalty, but two different death penalties. Avar avera, shinit hayev shetemitot. Let's say somebody did an avera that bring on two different death penalties. For example, he had an inappropriate relationship with his mother-in-law, and his mother-in-law was married at that time. So the two punishments he should get is, on the one hand, he had relations with his mother-in-law. That punishment is serefa, burning. He also had relations with an eshet ish, with a woman who was already married. And the punishment for that is strangulation. So we say likewise over here, it was only one action, but nidon bahamura, he's punished with the harsher of the two punishments, which is death by burning, as opposed to death by strangulation, which is not as hamur, not as harsh as the death by burning. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Yose is going to disagree. Rabbi Yose omer, nidon bazika harishona sheba'a alav. The person is punished with the first penalty of the first prohibition that applied to him. In other words, which prohibition, which avera came into existence first? Which status came in first? That is the sentence that he carries. For example, let's say his mother-in-law was already married at the time that he married the daughter. So the mother-in-law was already prohibited to the man as an eshet ish, as a married woman. So the second avera of it being his mother-in-law came into existence at a later time. So therefore, we say, according to Rabbi Yose, he would be punished for having relations with a married woman, because that status came into the world first, even though it's considered to be the lighter of the two ways of getting the death penalty. We look at this woman not as the mother-in-law, but as a married woman, and therefore the death penalty would be strangulation. Like we said, even though it's lighter than the death penalty of serefa, of burning, for a man having relations with his mother-in-law. On the other hand, let's say his mother-in-law was single when he got married to his wife. His mother-in-law was divorced, for example. So he got married to his wife, and now his mother-in-law is not an eshet ish. She's not considered to be a married woman, but she's prohibited to him. She's asurat to him anyway, because now it's a mother-in-law. So that status has been established. And now let's say she gets married to another man. She's now considered to be an eshet ish. But eshet ish came into existence at a later point in time. So therefore, if he had relations with her, he's having relations with a mother-in-law. That status came into existence first, and therefore he would be punished with serefa, as opposed to looking at the woman as an eshet ish, as another man's wife, which that prohibition would be strangulation. So we look at her with the earlier status, whatever her earlier status was, and we match that up with him when we put him to death in that way. So here it would be, in that last example we brought, it would be serefa, because we look at her as his mother-in-law.